Welcome to The Science of Parenting, a podcast dedicated to sharing scientific information with parents. I'm Lori Haynes, Human Sciences Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach in Family Life. If you have been following our Science of Parenting blog, then you know that we have talked about feisty kids and slow to warm up kids. To conclude this series on temperament, we will focus this month on the easy kids. These are the kids that are usually in good moods and have flexible temperaments. 40% of all children fall into this category, making easy temperament children the largest of the three temperament groups. They adjust easily to new situations, quickly establish routines, and are generally cheerful and easy to calm. This child has a generally optimistic outlook, can adapt quickly, and is usually positive. The easy or flexible child is an easy learner, eats and sleeps regularly, has no trouble sleeping, pleasant and cheerful while maintaining a low-intensity mood, and, you know, overall, the easy child can be a crybaby and feels deeply some situations, but other than that, they have few significant emotional outbursts. So, if these easy babies and children are so easy, how can parenting and raising an easy child be hard? Well, parenting children with easy temperaments is usually very easy. It's also very rewarding to parent an easy child. The pitfall of parenting an easy child is that sometimes they can be so undemanding that the parents think they aren't needed and the child is unconsciously ignored. The babies may receive less stimulation and attention, and parents with easy temperament babies should keep in mind that all babies need lots of parental time and attention, even if they aren't demanding. So let's reinforce the notion that easy or flexible children are generally calm, happy, regular in sleeping and eating, adaptable, and not easily upset. And because of their easy style, parents need to set aside special times to talk about the child's frustrations and hurts, because he or she won't demand or ask for it. This intentional communication will be necessary to strengthen your relationship and find out what your child is thinking and feeling. Parenting teaches us much about ourselves as it does about our children. And if we are aware of our own feelings and responses, we'll be better parents. The first step can be to understand that your child is an individual, different from either parent, with a different way of seeing the world and his or her own way of responding to it. Don't worry. Most problems with personality sort themselves out given enough time, understanding, and patience. And you've got plenty of time to figure this out. So get to know your baby, let the baby get to know you, and try to enjoy those differences. And if you discover an easy child in your home, make sure you're giving them all the attention and desire and need, even if they aren't demanding of it. So what strategies can a parent use to make sure they're spending enough time with their easy child? Join us this month as we blog about the temperament and strategies to get to know your child's temperament and their own different demands. We'll discuss challenges that parents face parenting siblings of different temperaments. And as always, we look forward to hearing about your experiences around this topic. Share with us how you have learned to understand your child's unique temperament traits as well as your own. The Science of Parenting can be found at www.scienceofparenting.org.